A new internet radio station dedicated to Southeast Native cultures began streaming this month. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the station provides Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian education and cultural content.
TribalVoiceRadio.com.
The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Tribes of Alaska launched the online radio station Tribal Voice Radio on February 15th. Radio program coordinator Simon Roberts says the station is meant to connect Native residents of Southeast and beyond.
One of my goals is to give us one voice, hence the name Tribal Voice Radio, so we can become one voice, all of us can speak out with our cultural reps in each one of the communities. If somebody has a story they'd like to tell or any current Native events going on, they could contact us and we would have our cultural rep get a hold of that individual and they could tell their story or tell their news of what's going on within their area.
To that end, Robert says the Central Council is sending recording equipment to individuals throughout the region.
Right now we're up to, I believe, 8 handheld recorders that we sent out to all the various communities in the Southeast, and we even have a Seattle culture rep with a recorder.
The online station operates 24 hours a day. The station offers Native music shows as well as a number of talk shows like Elder Esteemed, Tlingit Corner, and the nationally syndicated show Native America Calling. Robert says a large number of the station's programs also seek to educate listeners on the region's Native languages.
Even though we have universities teaching it, we'd like to be able to teach those who aren't going to school as well, because we feel the language is something that should be available for all. And so that's what we're pushing for, having Tlingit Word of the Week, having our language sessions every day.
Roberts did not have daily listenership totals for the news station. He says the highest volume of listeners are in the U.S., Canada, and Germany. The station is primarily funded by the Central Council, but is also soliciting grant funding and donations. Roberts says he has been working on the internet radio station since July of last year. He says the Central Council had been looking at opening an FM station for years and still hopes to open a non-commercial FM station in Juneau within a year. The Central Council must first obtain an FCC license before launching the FM station. The online radio station can be found at www.tribalvoiceradio.com. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.